Hey, C3 family, it's Monday and we are starting off the week with a short chapter as we finish up 2 Corinthians 13. Tomorrow we will be diving into the book of Romans. We're going straight through Romans chapters 1 to 16, the next 16 days. In chapter 13, though, of 2 Corinthians, Paul gives what is titled in my Bibles, Final Warnings. And he tells them that he'll be coming to visit. This will be his third visit. And listen to some of the words he uses in the second and third verses. He said, "I already gave you a warning when I was with you the second time. I now repeat it while absent. On my return, I will not spare those who sinned earlier or any of the others, since you are demanding proof that Christ is speaking through me." Boy, Paul is really putting his foot down here to close out 2 Corinthians, but I gotta tell you that his heart is for these people to be in fellowship with God. He encourages them, going through the 5th through the 8th verses, he encourages them to examine themselves and to test themselves. In verses 9 and 10, he says, "We are glad whenever we are weak, but you are strong. And our prayer is that you may be fully restored." Now, he uses this phrase or this word restored twice in this short chapter, saying that he wants these people who have fallen away from God to be restored. He says, "This is why I write these things when I am absent, that when I come, I may not have to be harsh in my use of authority, the authority that the Lord gave me for building you up, not for tearing you down." So right before his final greetings, where he again talks about full restoration, right before his final greetings, he makes sure to let the Corinthians know that he doesn't desire to come there and to just beat them up with the things they're doing wrong, but that he desires to build them up. So let me ask you this question as we wrap up chapter 13 in the book of 2 Corinthians. Do you feel that God is calling all of us to build others up? This doesn't mean we don't tell them the truth. Wow, does Paul ever model that to us, that we need to speak the truth? We need to not be afraid of speaking the truth. But God calls us to build others up. Do a little mental tally today as you go into your day. Or if you're listening to this at night, do this tomorrow. Make a mental tally and be very cognizant of how much you build others up in Christ. That's my challenge to you as we finish out this second book to the Corinthians. Be back with you again tomorrow, and we're jumping into Romans. Be back with you then.